May 29. Ernest to give the final warning. And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. Day after day is passing into eternity, bringing us nearer to the close of probation. Now we must pray as never before for the Holy Spirit to be more abundantly bestowed upon us, and we must look for its sanctifying influence to come upon the workers, that the people for whom they labor may know that they have been with Jesus and learned of him. We need spiritual eyesight now as never before, that we may see afar off, and that we may discern the snares and designs of the enemy, and as faithful watchmen proclaim the danger. We need spiritual power, that we may take in, as far as the human mind can, the great subjects of Christianity, and how far-reaching are its principles. When God's people humble the soul before him, individually seeking his Holy Spirit with all the heart, there will be heard from human lips such a testimony as is represented in the Scripture. After these things I saw an angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. There will be faces aglow with the love of God. There will be lips touched with holy fire, saying, "The blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin." 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. Those who are under the influence of the Spirit of God will not be fanatical, but calm, steadfast, free from extravagance. But let all who have had the light of truth shining clear and distinct upon their pathway be careful how they cry, "Peace and safety." Be careful what influence you exert at this time. Jesus longs to bestow the heavenly endowment in large measure upon his people. Prayers are ascending to God daily for the fulfillment of the promise, and not one of the prayers put up in faith is lost. Christ ascended on high, leading captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. When after Christ's ascension the Spirit came down as promised, like a rushing mighty wind, filling the whole place where the disciples were assembled, what was the effect? Thousands were converted in a day. We have taught, we have expected that an angel is to come down from heaven, that the earth will be lightened with his glory, when we shall behold an ingathering of souls similar to that witnessed on the day of Pentecost. Home Missionary, November 1, 1893.